ליבבתיני אחרי סיכלו, ליבבתיני באחד מעינייך, באחד ענק מצער עינייך. So what's this pasuk saying? I love you אחרי סיכלו, פירש. את לבבתוסה איסי, באחס מעינייך, אפילו כשהשקפת עליי באחס מעינייך, ואף כשאתה מחושט אז באחס ענק מצער עינייך. So what does that mean? כי בתורה צריך שני דברים. Really, in reality, to be successful in Torah, you need two things: Kabbalah u'maisa. You need to be mekabel to do, and maisa you need to actually do. Immediately upon your Kabbalah, I already had ahava to you. So you establish the law for me based on that. So every time with one of your eyes, you're able to impart beauty and love onto me. What does it mean? One of your eyes. Eyes are supposed to be a pair. One eye is not the way it's supposed, is not the thing. It's really two. So, but I, you imparted a love onto me based on one eye. Means that's a going. A Kabbalah without a Maisa, or a Maisa without a Kabbalah doesn't, is not the main thing. It's like, oh, it's like an eye, you need both. But Lamaisa, you with one of your eyes already got love from me. Even when you just made your Kabbalah, and even when you just did the Maisim, each one independently was able to generate a Ahava. Remember, we learned this before, that Anok is the type of jewelry you wear on your neck. And remember, we spoke about a time that the jewelry you wear on your neck is like the jewelry you wear on your head, and the jewelry you wear on your neck is a necklace of made up pieces.
Right.
So, male, that's mitzvahs, as opposed to the jewelry you wear on your head is Torah, which is one piece.
The
That's an empty cover knife.
No, originally. It
Oh,
was both different things that were on it.
yeah, what was that shiva? That was the good shiva. I don't remember now. It'll come up. And that's what he's saying. So even the mitzvahs, the beautiful, so generally speaking, it's not. In other words, generally, I think the chiddush over here is that generally speaking, in order to generate an ahava, it needs to be part of a bigger picture. You don't just do one thing all of a sudden, unbelievable. You go slow, it's part of a bigger picture, it's part of a relationship, etc. But Hashem says, I have such an ahava to Klal Yisrael that even small things you do, whatever you do, I already generates an ahava to me. My yofu doidayich, achoy sikalo. How beautiful is your love, Matoivu miyayin. I love your deidayich more than yayin, and reach shmanayich, and the smell of your oil, kol besamim. Okay, so what is this? Look, the gun, Pierce. Dvarim ha'olam. So Torah, Avodah, so Hashem compliments us on all three areas. How beautiful is your actions? Is that a Torah, which is toiv, objectively? So Chesed is yafeh. Chesed is only valuable if it's taka yafeh. Torah is not necessarily yafeh. Torah is emes. It's toiv. Toiv means it's good. It's not yafeh. Yavaldik is also yafeh. Not always yafeh. Sometimes the Torah demands things which don't look pretty. Huh?
Difficult.
Yeah. As I think that's to kill a Malaikim. Look nice. That PC. It's not the way things don't look nice, pretty. So he says, my yofut chesed is when it's yofe. Ah, wow. And, you know, Israel sent aid to Haiti for the hurricane. Right? Wow. So my yofut oidayach, so chesed oftentimes will look yofe. But my yofut oidayach, but matoivu doidayich miyayin is when it's toiv. That's referring to Torah. The reach shmanayich we call besamim. That's avodah, which stems right because we already said many times that reach is bechina of tefillah. Tefillah is avodah. Mordechai was reach, and a few places we mentioned that reach is tefillah, and we explained that the pshat is it's not bringing it into yourself. It's experiencing it, but from a distance. So reach shmanecha is avoda shakol akelu makaranim nimshachu b'shemen v'amitzus nikru reach.
Wait, the mitzvahs are
called? No, it says mitzvahs. Avoda. I would say it's avoda's tefila, karbonas. Okay, what?
No, it's difficult, but now I see everything just becomes like very interchangeable to accept it once you get to a certain point. Like, we always think, oh, it's gonna be this, and then it's like totally not. But, like, it's things because there's another puzzle, like somewhere else, the manager's like,
sometimes
it's not subjective, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like,
totally, it has to
like,
skill.
I don't know if you have enough EVs, but you just make every puzzle fit to whatever you need it to fit to.
I guess so. Hopefully, we get to that level. We have so many ideas. Violent.
Shir Shirman is not. It's not.
It's
not
meant like, to be a remez, right?
It's all remez. It's not supposed to be like a clear, easy.
No, I'm not saying
it. It's supposed to be poetic and
correct.
Every poetry doesn't make sense.
Yes. All the time.
I actually believe that. What? No, if it's a tefafna, titoifna, it's a sayachala, which means your lips are giving off sweetness. Dvash v'cholav tachas ha'shoyneich. Wow, I love your dvash and cholav. Bereach samoy sayach, kereach levon and fragrance. Kereach levon. So Rashi says. Neufis is masuk, titoifnes of sech is tame ha Torah. Reach samusayach mitzvah sagunois, hanoigis with samusayach, tzitzis tchels, etc. So, according to Rashi, again, neufis is the taste, is Torah. Reach is avoidah, which is mitzvahs and avoidah tefillah. Mitzvahs is the same thing. Mitzvahs is experiencing Hashem from a distance. It's not bringing Hashem into you. You take a lulav, it's still outside you. Torah, you're bringing it in. Reach is always when you're experiencing from the outside. Don't tell me it's arbitrary. It's arbitrary. So the point is, the reach is from the outside. You don't do mitzvahs from the inside. Okay, so we'll see you next week how they're going to touch the bus in 48. Okay. That's because we spent some time on the Chumash.
First.
Yeshka, who was that?